This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. There is no group in America that gets worse care than those with intellectual and developmental disabilities, or IDD. The reasons are complicated, but one is that medical professionals, doctors, nurses, dentists, social workers, and front office staff, get little to no training in addressing the needs of those with IDD. As an example, one study has shown that over two-thirds of health professionals report little to no training or experience in caring for people with IDD. The result is that those with IDD are more likely to have worse overall health, shorter life expectancies, higher rates of undiagnosed health conditions, worse dental care, higher rates of hearing, visual impairments, and diabetes, and higher rates of heart disease. When they do have these chronic conditions, they tend to be managed more poorly than those in the general population. They are also less likely to receive preventive screenings like pap smears and mammograms, and less likely to receive routine vaccinations. When they do receive care, it's more likely to be fragmented because many health providers refuse to treat patients with IDD because their care takes time and often involves significant social and medical needs. Unintentionally, healthcare providers often send a message that those with IDD are unwelcome. One organization that advocates for those with IDD is Special Olympics International. Ann Williams is the Vice President for Health Service and Education. She says that doctors often feel uncomfortable around those with IDD, and they can unknowingly send a message that they are unwelcome.
It may be that the health professional may not talk directly to them. They may talk to somebody else that's in the room, almost in essence ignoring the individual with IDD. They may also not explain things to them and not include them as a part of having decision-making ability and responsibilities in their own care.
Some important subjects are not even discussed.
Many of our young women say that they are not offered contraception or there's no discussion of sexuality or intimate partner violence. And we know that obviously people with IDD are more susceptible to sexual abuse.
One study reports that 80% of physicians feel that people with IDD have a worse quality of life than people who are not disabled.
We would like to see more training done in health profession students, early education, and exposure to people with IDD so that they can see that it's not necessarily that quality of life is worse. It may be a different experience that these individuals have, but it's certainly not necessarily worse.
A lot of what happens in our healthcare system is a result of implicit bias, subtle biases that we're not even aware of. Special Olympics, in collaboration with a nonprofit called Project Implicit, developed an online tool to measure implicit bias directed toward those with IDD. If you want to take the test, Google Special Olympics and Project Implicit. But if we want to improve the care of those with developmental and intellectual disabilities, we need to train a healthcare team that is aware of their implicit biases and committed to delivering high-quality, inclusive, and equitable care. But training isn't enough. We're also going to need to give them the extra time they need to deliver this complicated care. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.